T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
For generations, the American dream has been a thing Americans believed in, but not anymore. And their belief in it is dropping at a shocking rate. This Wall Street Journal poll is mind-boggling. It found over the weekend just 36% of voters now believe in the American dream, that it still holds true, that anyone who works hard can get ahead, and that your children can do better than you if they work hard. Nope. Only 36% now believe that. That's down from 53% who said, yep, that's true, back in 2012. Here's the most staggering stat in that poll, though. Just last year, in the same Wall Street Journal poll, 68% said, yes, if a person works hard, they can get ahead. 68%? That number was cut in half in this poll in a single year to 35%. So think about that. Last year, 68% of Americans agreed, yeah, if you work hard, you can get ahead in this country. A year later, just 35% say it. You know what's going on there? It shows that Americans thought, yeah, we're still kind of got some COVID funkiness left in the economy, but it'll recover. What it shows is that it's slowly dawning on them, it's not going to recover. This is a new, weird, permanent way of life, which ought to bode well for Republicans. For months, Republicans have been walking around, patting themselves on the back, congratulating themselves on how the bad economy, Biden's bad economy, is going to give him some kind of win in 2024. This theme runs throughout Fox News's coverage. It's practically reported as inevitable. So you would think there'd be some reaction to Biden's administration announcing in the Washington Post that they're going to censor people on social media talking about Biden's bad economy, most especially talking about the most toxic part of it, inflation. Some response of any kind, given that most Americans, a majority, now get their news from social media, you think the Republicans would notice? Because let me tell you what, if this was us announcing that we were going to censor Democrats when they talk about what they believe is their number one most potent political issue, if we announced that when we had power, they'd flip their lid. They'd file a lawsuit seeking an injunction so fast, your head would spin. Well, the Washington Post announced just that 3 days ago. People online are posting pictures of their grocery bills, their heating bills, and they're freaking out. The Washington Post called that dangerous and explained they just don't understand how things are actually so much better. And that is misinformation, so it's going to have to be censored. Anyway, the Biden administration is going to work with social media to go ahead and tamp that down. What they're saying is, and this is a trial balloon to see how we'll react, what they're saying is they're going to censor as disinformation anything that points out that inflation and prices are bad. What they mean is they're going to do it to our candidates on social media. And and also on Google. Well, in other words, they're just going to go ahead and take the biggest, most important issue of the election off the table and have us censored when we talk about it. You'd think it'd be a bigger deal. 3 days have passed, and the only person who's flipped out on our side, as best as I can tell, is me and Byron York, the chief political correspondent from the Washington Examiner. From the Republicans? Crickets. Lawsuit? Oh, that'll never happen. And yet they somehow think we're going to have a shot at winning the House, the Senate, the presidency with us when we discuss this issue censored, I guess. And that's precisely why the Democrats floated it in their House organ, the Washington Post. They watched for 72 hours to see if there'd be any reaction from us to them just kind of casually dropping that they're going to censor us every time we talk about the most important issue in this election. Then there wasn't. So we will be censored, that is. And we'll hobble out of that election once again wondering why it was we lost the House, the Senate, and the presidency. It's just, I mean, there's no fight in these people of any kind. Okay, cool. Then we'll just, you know, take the biggest issue off the table. Yeah, go right ahead and censor us. Yeah, it's okay. Again, they never put up with this from us, especially if we use the government to do it. As Joe Biden's administration's flat out telling the Washington Post, they're gonna. Maybe it's because these folks don't really understand what having a voice is like. I mean, I'm severely algorithmed on Facebook. I've got 31,000 followers. I'm lucky to get 20 likes on anything I post. Well, that's me. I'm a talk show host. But what if I'm a political candidate? Yeah, you see the problem with that reach? It's zero. You can't even get on the battlefield of ideas anymore. Where is this ultimately heading? We got an idea this past week looking to Ireland. I think a lot of people don't really understand what just happened in Ireland. The rage that spilled out into the streets after those little children were stabbed near to death along with their mom by an immigrant. An immigrant who was found to be an illegal immigrant and ordered deported back in 2003, but he hung around since no one bothered to deport him. And eventually he was able to get legal status. He didn't exactly assimilate well, and now he's kind of stabby, attacking a mom and her children in a restaurant as a knife-wielding terrorist. In response, the people of Ireland spilled out on the street, rioting, screaming, raging. Why? Well, the punchline here that a lot of folks didn't understand is that free speech has been criminalized in Ireland. Ireland is practically a third world authoritarian regime at this point, and speech has been all but outlawed. Did you know in Ireland, thanks to a law that passed a couple of years ago and just went into effect a few months ago, in Ireland, if you say something politically incorrect that offends somebody, you can go to prison for up to 5 years. You're presumed guilty and have to prove your innocence. If you post it online, the police come and search through your computer. Because the men in my house follow the MMA, I know who Conor McGregor is. He's a popular fighter who happens to be from Ireland. And now he's a thought criminal. It's so bizarre. The guy is so normal. Anyway, he criticized his prime minister for, instead of taking action on immigration in response to that knife attack, the prime minister vowed to crack down further on free speech and also to implement Chinese-style facial recognition software in video surveillance cameras across the country, just like China has. In fact, this is Ireland. So what did McGregor do? Here's what he tweeted at the prime minister that landed the police at his door. He's now under official criminal investigation. He tweeted at the prime minister, "Announce our plan of action, exclamation point. What are we waiting for, question mark? Your statements of nothing are absolutely worthless to the solving of this issue." Then in another tweet, he wrote, "Ireland, comma, we are at war." Well, I guess now in Ireland, even if your Algerian Muslim immigrant overlords stab you, you don't criticize them. He's now under investigation. I read this and I went, huh, I wonder if Biden will extradite him for thought crime. This is literally where we are, and we are looking at, this is where we are headed with no pushback. Now, you got to understand, officials in Ireland have been chomping at the bit to put McGregor in prison because he's been vocal before about his desire to see immigration reform in his native country. He previously raged online about the death of 23-year-old Irish teacher and musician Aisling Murphy, who was murdered in another immigrant stabbing in 2022. But the law wasn't in effect at the time, so elected officials couldn't stop him. Now they can. Lest you think Ireland's a one-off for a standalone case of authoritarianism, I really begin to think of Ireland as a third world regime.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Team, you ought to check out the Netherlands, which is actually a pretty cool story because Geert Wilders just won there. I don't know if you know his history. He actually won a huge margin, too. Back in 2014, he, too, was criminally prosecuted for thought crimes, for saying politically incorrect things. He ultimately prevailed. But for the last decade, you have to understand he's lived in state police housing. That's right, a safe house protected round the clock by no less than 6 security guards. And I'm grateful the government even provides this. Why? Because the left and its adherents have been trying to kill him since 2014. Not in Somalia or Uganda, but in the Netherlands. It was actually kind of cool, given what he's been through, to see him win the election for prime minister. Or at least the number of parliamentary seats that should enable him to become prime minister. Running against the very people on the left who tried to jail him as a common thought criminal. Meanwhile, did you see this? Another left-wing shooter goes on a murder rampage because he's mad about climate change, angry about white privilege. Back in April, Connor Sturgeon went on a shooting spree in which he killed 5 and severely injured 8. At the time, we got the usual talking points, white male, blah, 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 and they moved on. Connor Sturgeon's journal, in which he explained his motivations, was naturally withheld by the Louisville Police Department. You gotta understand something about Louisville. While the state may be red, it's a blue island. Anyway, the police department withheld it, and now we know why. They withheld it right up into the middle of Thanksgiving week and then quietly released it. Because he says he'd been driven to depression by issues, including climate change, inflation, and gun control. He said he was doing the shooting to get gun control, to demonstrate how easily a person who has depression can go buy an AR-15. The problem with this is no laws could have stopped this guy because he didn't tell anyone he had depression. Anyway, he said that he wanted to go out doing this to try to get guns outlawed, and that the best way to do that was, quote, upper class white people dying. It's almost exactly what left-wing shooter Audrey Hale wrote in her manifesto, where she even slammed her victims, who she called privileged, for having brand name pants and backpacks, thus, I guess, causing them to deserve to die. These are left-wing talking points one could find in any CNN broadcast, and it proves a point I've documented exhaustively in recent years. Young left-wing people, particularly males, are beginning to pick up guns and kill because of left-wing ideology. Take the El Paso shooter. He shot mostly Hispanic victims, and the media was able to lie and pass him off as a Trump supporter. But he was very clear in his manifesto that he was not. He identified more with communist Chinese style authoritarianism, and he hoped the shooting would lead to the same thing Sturgeon wanted, the outlawing of guns, which he thought might bring about a revolution. In other words, these left-wing shooters are now beginning to kill to get attention for their issues, and the left is burying it. That violence is beginning to manifest itself in so many ways, and I swear it goes back to TikTok. You can listen to my podcast from last week to understand how the Chinese Communist Party is piping its propaganda for revolution into this new young generation. It's really scary, but you can see it in so many other ways, like that attack last week on that Jewish teacher. Violent attack went on for 2 hours, a riot during which a teacher had to lock herself in a Queens high school with other teachers barricading the door to protect her from raging students, all because she's Jewish, all because she put a picture of herself at a pro-Israel rally with a sign saying, "I stand with Israel." They decided to hurt her violently. And the school lost control of its young anti-Semitic students as they raged through the halls, ripping out a water fountain and physically destroying a boy's bathroom. It took the police more than 2 hours to get control. And folks, you got to see the video of this. I mean, this is not a protest with kids standing around with signs. This is a violent, out-of-control mob. What are we seeing here? Again, as I pointed out on last week's podcast, what we're seeing is the very revolution that happened in China in the 50s and the 60s called the Cultural Revolution, which was programmed into their young people. It's being programmed into ours directly by the Chinese Communist Party through TikTok. In last week's podcast, I explained how the Chinese communists actually do this using the very same Politburo that produces the propaganda that Chinese citizens are hit with every day. They're also bombarding our young people on TikTok with it. It's an unbelievable story. Anyway, you could check that out from last week. It's one of the most important podcasts I did, but it'll make everything going on with young people right now make sense, especially their increasing violence. Well, if you're like me, I bet you enjoyed that wonderful Thanksgiving meal and two more on Thanksgiving. And you probably put on a few pounds. In fact, you're probably planning to put on a few more pounds over Christmas, and that's fine. Go ahead, beat the rush at PhD Weight Loss. Make your appointment for the first week of January. Have a plan. You'll feel so much better enjoying yourself through December if you know there's a great way to get the weight off starting the first week of January. And it'll give you something to look forward to. You'll feel so much better. You'll look so much better. I've lost 29 pounds and I've kept it off for 9 months. You can too. So find them online, myphdweightloss.com. And no matter where you're listening, you can do it from there, from home. There's somebody in all 50 states doing the PhD weight loss plan from home because it works great. Find them online, myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.